Monica Jay on KKFT. Live and local on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. I don't know if I should read subliminal messages into this, but name of that tune, raunchy. Talk lines 884-9910. Love getting the morning started that way. Yes, this is morning to me because I work all night, so bear with me. My alarm clock went off to Mr. Crowley this morning by Ozzy, so I had to sit there and listen to that for a few minutes. Eyes are still becoming open. I know it's after 10, but I can't help it. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's the email. We're going to be going through a few emails that are, well, I've got listeners on both sides of the issue of working with Democrats. So we're going to go through a few of those. 884-9910. If there's anything that you would like to talk about today, you know I'm always open. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. So whatever city, whatever county, whatever issue you want to bring up, hey, bring it up and let's talk about it. 991fmtalk.com. It's all about you and what you're going through. But it seems interesting that we're getting to the point, and it's funny, I asked Don Tatro, my guest yesterday, this question. Do you feel like things, CEO of the Builders Association, that with everything going on, everything is just kind of coming to a head? People are getting more impatient. People are getting more boisterous. People are getting more worked up easily. And I want to say it's just the Democrats, but it's not. There are a lot of Republicans out there that are getting worked up. There are a lot of independents out there that are getting worked up. I saw a wonderful, just incredible interview with a professor last night, and I was hanging literally on every single word that he was saying, because here's this tenured professor at a university, and I don't know, I hate to be stereotypical, but he looks like somebody who would be in the classroom indoctrinating people into liberalism. You know, he had that appearance to me. I don't know what it was. But he said that almost every level of education you have now, there is some form of relating to socialism. A lot in high school. We all know it's in the university and college system. But it's not just, excuse me, it's not just economics or economics, depending on what schooling you're from. It's everything. They're putting socialism into literally every single thing we talk about nowadays. You know, from running your home to your bank account to what you own. As an example, my husband was helping out and volunteering at, I can't remember the name of it. It was some Porsche event up in, at Lake Tahoe. Porsche's coming from all over the country and the state, and they were doing this, you know, kind of big show thing. And somebody just came up to him as he was volunteering and said, you know, one of those cars could feed a town for a year in other countries. And I mean, he didn't know we had one, but it still seemed very presumptive of him to spout that off at him, that you can't even own anything now that is above a certain value, because this is what they're taught, is you could be taking care of other people rather than enjoying what you've worked so hard for. And it seems like that's a big platform, actually, of the Democrat Party. You know, that whole sharing of the wealth. I don't see Nancy Pelosi or any of those sharing their wealth. I don't even see any of them sharing their backyards to all of the homeless problem in California. So this professor was going on about how we need education to go back to education of this country. We are educating kids and putting them on a world stage when we should be educating them about what this country went through, how this country was started, how the Native Americans were here, and then pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock, and then how the big fights came about, and how, you know, the country was fought for, you know, because remember, it was English rule then. And then somebody said, no taxation without representation, dumped a bunch of tea in the bay and started an even bigger fight. And then the country came together and expanded. And then we got to another fight between the North and the South, different values and what people saw for this country and freedom. It's been lost in education which parties were on which side. You know, you saw, if you watched any of it last night or yesterday, hearings have started on reparations. And so listening to this professor speak was so enlightening. Going down into elementary and high school, the education that kids need to be getting. They need to get out of this BS of socialism, and they need to get back to the reading, writing, math, science. We need to make education fun for kids. We need to make them want to learn. You know, it used to be a joke where if you're going to take a second language, you better take, you know, Spanish. Because that's all people are going to be speaking at some point. Well, that's, you know, I don't think that that's necessarily the whole story. I think if you're going to teach kids a second language, you better put Chinese in there. Because I have a feeling that's going to be a big part of this country. But if we don't go back to teaching the values and the basics of why and how this country is started, kids are just getting a false start. How many people do you say, or do you hear say, they didn't start voting Republican until they got out into the world for themselves? Until they had a career job, you know, not that first job or not a part-time job, but a career job that they wanted to succeed at, a home that they wanted to buy. Fewer and fewer people are buying houses because they don't, that whole debacle that we had, they don't trust loans and banks and the government. But a lot of people wake up at a certain point when they have to start paying their own bills. You look at, I mean, not all of the Democrat Party. I guess there are people who, I mean, I would be embarrassed to be a Democrat right now with what they're doing. But going through with either the extremely rich or the extremely poor, they talk about how they're the middle class party, and they're not. Republicans are. Republicans are the ones, you know, forget about these, you know, get off of the tax break for these billionaires or whatever. Where does it say because you've made money, that you need to pay more than everybody else. If I have extra, then I give it to charity. I would hope that those people would, but that they don't have to. And when you start playing around with stuff like that, guess what? They're going to go to a country where they don't have to. And they're just going to take their money and jobs and go someplace else. Just like this state, the country has to be business friendly. And people have to realize, we have to get back into that mindset that the younger generation, every generation, needs to learn you have to work for what you want. You have to believe in yourself, because there is a lot of people out there who do. You have to believe in yourself, you have to work hard, and good things will come. As Don and I were talking yesterday, the trades, charter schools, let kids follow their dreams. Not everybody is going to be a high-paid million-dollar athlete. But we tell kids that everybody's a winner and everybody has the skills and everybody can be that, and they can't, because we just don't speak realistically. There you go, Diane. I'm starting your realist party. How does that sound to you? You know, we have our gentleman who calls in all the time about having a third party get somebody out there that really knows what they're talking about. How about that for the next party? If you've got independents, if you've got the Green Party, let's get another one in there called the Realist. Government should not have to take care of you from cradle to grave. That should be your responsibility, and it should be your family's responsibility. Say that there's, you know, a situation where you can't get a job. I can actually remember a time when that was then the family's responsibility to help that person, not the government. Now, for every condition out there, whether you have autism, whether you have a physical, a mental disorder, whether you have, you know, you were something crippling, you know where I'm going with this, all these different things that might, I'm not going to say will, might hinder your performance or what you achieve in life. Guess what? It's not the responsibility. This is going to just make a lot of people hate me, but it's not the responsibility of the government then to take care of that person. That's not how this country was founded. But with what we educate now, guess what? That's the way it is. 884-9910. We'll go back to some of your emails. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. KKFT. Almost forgot where... what I was thinking about there. KKFT 99.1 FM talk, live and local talk for Northern Nevada. 884-9910 are the talk lines. So let's go there now and check in with Eva this morning. Eva, good morning. And what would you like to talk about?
Oh, I was just listening. I listen to your program every morning, and I agree with most of what you're saying. But sometimes, you know, there are always exceptions to the rule. Like you said, about, you know, we should take care of one another, and it should be like on the families to do, take care of the family members. But like, I don't have anybody. I have no relatives here. I'm the only one. I have nobody to rely on. So what would I do if I get feeble and can't take care of myself? Who should I rely on then?
Well, then I believe that, you know, you should rely on what you've put into all your life. You say Social Security should be there for you and should be accommodating. And the government should have a regulation level where you can go someplace and be taken care of with assisted living or senior living and have Social Security as a part of that.
That's, you know, a part of that.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the other part that doesn't cover? What do you do then?
Well, they have to cover. Social Security needs to be just completely revamped. I mean, because it really doesn't protect everybody can agree on that. It doesn't protect for people who actually put into it. I mean, that's not what it was started for.
Right.
But we also have to have that education system where people have to put something away for their future. You know, absolutely. No matter how hard it is now, you have to be able to have something to rely on, because Eva, I'm going to be in the same position at some point because I don't have kids. I'm pretty sure the stress that I put on my husband, he's going to go before I do. But,
well, you don't know.
You know, we can't. Yeah, it's life is full of surprises. But but that, you know, that's not where the government was started. And I don't know if I would want the government fully in any type of my health care, especially in the future, because we've seen government. I mean, look at the VA. Look at how that entity and administration takes care of our vets and the horrible conditions. That's why we got rid of state hospitals, you know, way back when, because of the conditions and what they were doing to people. So I think people need to wake up that if you don't have somebody taking care of you, then you need to search for your possibilities of what you're going to put into, what you're going to pay into, what you're going to, you know, have. A lot of people rely on friends nowadays. You know, I hate to go back to the movies, but look at Fried Green Tomatoes. You know, they look at community entities. You know, you grow up and you live in a community.
Oh, absolutely. But I do agree with you. I do. It's just that when you said that, we have to rely on family, and I go, I don't have any family. What do I do?
Yeah, wait a minute. But you know what, Eva, I think that's something that when you look at a community that you've grown up in and that you're a part of, look at how well the success of the Veterans Guest House does. No government money. People come together and they want to help the vets. Why can't we have something like that for seniors?
Well, you know what? I think that more and more people are actually looking into things like that and have smaller communities for elderly. You know, I hear, you know, more and more people talking about it. And I think it's a great idea, but, you know, it's going to have to start somewhere. And it would have to be somebody with that personal interest that would be able to finance it, because the government is not going to do that. They won't help you with that. They, you know, and
I don't think they should be a part of it, because then it's going to become bureaucratic red tape and, you know, it's not going to really help anybody. It's just going to help government entities.
I'm from Sweden, and I see what's going on there. And the poor elderly people, they are poor. Sweden was never poor like that until, you know, right after the Second World War. And yes, the Social Democrats did a lot of things, but that has turned to be quite, it's just like the whole, it flipped over. So now it's, you know, they did good, but they are not doing that good anymore. It's horrible what you're hearing from over there. I still have family there. So I guess they could send me back to Sweden then.
No, we want to keep you here, Eva. You don't need to go back to Sweden.
No.
Because
I don't see a future there as it is, whatever is going on over there either. It's horrible. I'd rather be here, I tell you that. I chose that.
Eva, I think that's what we fall into, is anytime you have concern and programs that are put in place to actually help people, there are others who are going to go in and take advantage of that. And that's, unfortunately, that's how socialism, you know, that's how a certain group of people keeps getting richer, and the people, as we see in Venezuela, just get absolutely nothing. So.
I see it there too, but I just wanted to say, well, who's going to take care of me then? Well, that's why I end up having, you know, younger and younger friends around me. You know, I have friends of different ages, not just my age and older. You know, you have to surround yourself with younger friends too. But
that's right, because you know they're going to come forward and say, Eva, you come be with me. You come live with me. We'll take care of you.
Oh,
you don't have to be blood to be family.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to.
Yeah, you do.
And you know, another thing I would say, United States is very unique that way, that people, they really do help each other out. And a whole lot more here on the West Coast than I see, like, on the East. East is different.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they don't do it, but I see a whole lot more of it here on the West Coast. And I got to tell you, I've been here 38 years, and people have been absolutely wonderful to me. Wonderful.
Yeah. But Democrats don't want you to know that. So, Eva, I got to take a break here. Thank you so much for the call. And it's just, you know, God bless you. 10:30, so we got to break up against Fox, because Fox News, boy, there's another group for you, telling it like it is. Fox News and some local headlines as well at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Sean, thank you so much. Sean sent me a quick email. American history. That's what these kids have to learn. You know, adults have to learn it. There are a lot of adults out there who don't know American history. I pride myself a little bit in it because, well, I'm pretty straightforward with my upbringing and education. I was raised by my mom, and I love her, where I was always treated as a freak in high school or even elementary school because I loved my mom so much. Anytime something good happened, the first person I wanted to tell was my mom. She was truly my best friend. But I hated school, absolutely hated school. And you know, kids have the same experience. It's the bullying. It's the teachers. It's the whole environment. It's, you know, there were very few teachers that I went to school with who actually cared, you know, about your education and what you were dealing with and how they could help you. Even then, you know, we were talking about classrooms were overcrowded. So I guess if you have more than 10 students, it's overcrowded. But I would ditch a lot. Oh, gosh, first and second period, forget it. I just go for a drive and drive around for hours. And so what happens? Well, they catch you, and I got summer school. My first period was history. Yep. So I had to take full day, two semesters, they called it, of history in summer school. Had to pack it all in there. And actually, my teacher was so wonderful and really stressed the importance of, that's where I always get what I go back to of saying, if you don't know your history, you're going to repeat it in the future. So it's important to understand why our forefathers went through what they went through, men and women, blacks, whites, it doesn't matter. What we all went through, that is our history. When you start tearing down statues, when you deny what happened, when you change just a little nuance, like we have seen Congress people doing, you change one nuance. AOC's doing it. That other congresswoman who was the one that screamed, we're going to impeach you know which one I'm talking about. You know, she changes it. If we don't know history, we are going to repeat it. And everybody is just trying to get us to forget. We have to remember everything. I mean, even as a staunch Republican, you know, I look at the Native Americans. You have to go back and you have to look at the Native American history and how under English rule came in and started taking the country. And then when we were independent, how we continued to take the country. Good and bad. You got to know it all. But you have to know the truth. You cannot go by today's interpretation of the past. You have to go look in the real history books and find it out for yourself, because it's not being taught the way it should be. Assemblyman Wheeler, he brought forth a bill that wanted to teach history, wanted to teach the Bill of Rights, wanted to teach why we have the Declaration of Independence, why we have the Constitution. The Federalist Papers, get it all in there. Nope, wasn't even heard. Forget it. For politicians who say they're so much into education and so much into, you know, what's important for this state, what's important for the people of this country, you'd think that they would actually be interested in history. But no, that's the Democrat Party. If you've been watching, I really encourage you to watch some part, and even go back if you can, these reparation hearings. For the sports guys out there, you might know who Burgess Owens is. Okay, he's a retired Super Bowl champ. One of his quotes from the reparation hearings: every bad thing that's happened to my race over the years, you can go right back to the Democrat Party. Now, he grew up in the 60s seeing his community lead America in commitment and Christian-based thought. And even a younger gentleman who was speaking, reparation goes to victims. If you go on with reparations, you're just making the entire black community victims. And they're not victims. There are people who rose to great things. So there you have it. It's not just young black men and women like Candace Owens, you know, leading the Blexit and getting out of the Democrat Party. There are elders who believe that way, too. It, just because you have these people like Jesse Jackson and Sharpton, please. They're pushing the victimhood for a reason. They have a purpose. It's called being rich and famous. That's how they get rich and famous. All right, I want to bring you a couple of local things. I love Diane. So if you go walking around this area, if you go on our many trails, and even just in your backyard for a lot of people, we got scorpions here. We got scorpions and things you do not want to get near. So she sent me this image. She saw this in a bargain aisle, and it's one of those kitty litter scoops. How funny is that? That should be a tool. And then she said, you know, look at this. Look at things and think about them a different way. If you're going out on hikes, take a kitty litter scoop with you. You see a scorpion coming at you, pick it up with the little kitty litter scoop and just fling. Send that thing about 50 feet you know, back into the desert. You can get a couple of them in there. Just let it go. So there's your tip for the day. That's our community tip for the day for being safe. KKFT talk lines are open at 884-9910. Let's go to the talk lines and check in with my favorite name, Monica. Hi, Monica. What would you like to talk about today?
Hey, Monica. I won the Mega Hat last week, and I just wanted to call and say thank you so much. We just picked it up, and we love your show. Listen to you every day.
Oh, well, thank you, and congratulations on the win. I hope you wear it and you enjoy it, and we'll have to give you a chance later to win the next round, because you know what? I've been hearing a lot. Let's go for 2020, and let's keep America great. That's what
Absolutely.
We do. We've made America great back to where it was. So, Monica, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that, and enjoy the hat, and I can't remember what else you got. I think you got donuts, too. So enjoy those. Going back to a few of the emails already coming in this morning. Vance, I disagree with you. Vance wrote me and said, since all slave owners are known to have been Democrats, only the Democrats should have to pay. Only Democrats. Vance, I'll take you to task on that one. There, it was the times, okay? People owned slaves. It was the time. They had big plantation. There were Republicans. There were Democrats. There were, you know, people who maybe didn't even go with history with a specific party. But there were a lot of people that owned slaves because, again, it was the time. But there are people who fought against it, who owned those slaves and said, you know what? This isn't right, even though this is what the times are. And they fought against it. And they gave the people that, you know, supposedly they owned, they gave them land, they gave them, you know, things to get started. So, again, you have to go back and you have to know all the history. Carson City, speaking of history, I lost it. Here we go. If you are in Carson City, we love our parks and open space. Ross Park. If you are around and you can, I'm just giving you the heads up on a meeting. Ross Gold Park is one of the oldest parks within the city's park system, and it's over on Appian Way. Did I say that right? Appian. Appian Way. And as part of the efforts to reinvest in aging park infrastructure, the city has released a survey, or they did back in April of this year, to get community input on changes to the park's master plan. All right. Here's something Don and I were talking about. Don Tatro from the CEO of the Builders Association of Northern Nevada. We were talking about master plans. Whether it be a master plan for the park system, whether it be a master plan for, say, RTC or the cities or the counties, be involved in the master planning. I mean, if you really want to be a part of the community, be involved in the master planning. Now, they are going to be discussing the survey results that have been compiled. They've been analyzed, and the city really wants the opportunity to discuss the comments with you. So there's going to be a public information meeting at Fire Station 53. That's over on Snyder Avenue from 5:30 to 6:30 on Thursday. And I'm giving you enough notice, June 27th. If you need the information again, I'll give it to you, but here you go. It's on the city's website, 5:30 to 6:30. Today's Thursday. Okay, so a week from today. A week from today. That gives you time to say, huh, what are we doing next Thursday? Hey, 5:30 to 6:30? Huh, that's on my way home. We can do this. Take the time. They're going to prioritize expenditures. They're going to, you know, look at future development. Carson City's already kind of built out a bit. I guess there's still a couple of little pockets that can be built out, but that's how you do it. That's how you become involved and be a part of a community. 5:30 to 6:30, Fire Station 53 over on Snyder. Next Thursday. Start small. Start with the park system. Work your way up. There's no reason why, if you really want to be a part of things and not complain about them in the future, get involved. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can shoot me a quick email. Received a couple of emails this morning why I'm not talking about what's going on with the Washoe County School District and superintendent missing in action. No, not missing in action. A long-term absence. The reason I'm not talking about it is because I'm kind of saving all of my steam for it for tomorrow, because Bob Conrad was at the special meeting that was called, and he is the editor and writer for This Is Reno. It's an online news source. So he is going to come in tomorrow at in the 10 o'clock hour. He's going to be here at 10, and we're going to discuss it then, because it's nice to actually have somebody who is at the meeting, because I want to know how, you know, so there's a special clause that, that Bob told me about in the board rules, okay, that they cannot talk badly about one another. They cannot raise their voice during meetings. They need to speak pleasantly. Yada, yada. Can't make waves. Be nice. You can tell, though, from a look on a person's face or how they are sitting. I wholeheartedly believe in reading someone's body, reading their face, which doesn't always work, and I'll tell you that, because I have, excuse my language, but I have the best resting bitch face you have ever seen. Even my parents, when I was younger, thought I was always PO'd. And I'm not. I have these, just my lips actually turn down. So it looks like I'm pouting or I'm mad. Even my husband is like, what'd I do? What's wrong? It's like, nothing. I'm just sitting here reading. It's it's just, I have that, let's see, what do they call it? RBF. I have just the best case of RBF ever. So I'll even have a contest with anybody to see who has the best one. But that's why I'm not really addressing the issue today, because we are going to go full force tomorrow. And then, I don't know, next week we might even have to have Paul White come in and discuss it a little bit more, because there was a petition on change.org, you know, to get her out of there. So maybe it all finally came to a head, and I'm hooked on that phrase now, came to a head. It's like, but yeah, I'll even help pay for the moving van if I have to. KKFT, and I have to thank Jerry Evans, is your live and local FM talk show. And if I say anything that offends, which I guess I have, because he's gotten a few emails, but if you think that I am a certain way, please ask me. Either call in or write me an email and get the facts, and don't just tell people that I believe a certain way when it's not true. Now, I am not advocating for throwing rocks, but I am sure that someone will twist it and say I am. But you cannot throw a rock in this city or county without hitting a realtor. Half of the people I know are realtors. Everybody seems to get their realtor's license at some point or another. So a realtor was speaking, or wrote Jerry or something, said that I am just totally anti-growth. And that could be the farthest thing from the truth. We need housing. We need more apartments. We need convenience. What I am anti is stupid growth. I am 100% pro-growth. You have your infrastructure, you maintain it, you get people the needs and an easy way to the needs and services that they require. Stop approving stupid things like a CVS on one corner and a Walgreens on another corner and a Rite Aid one block down. If you got to drive 10 minutes to get someplace, that's okay. It has to be smart growth. We have to have the sewer system in place, the treatment plants, and then bring it on. It's a beautiful area, and I don't mind sharing it. But don't go around saying that I am anti-growth, because I'm not. Get the facts. No. Get the facts before you start talking about people and trying to get them silenced.